Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan. And John, this week is a football special, isn't it?
Do you think about 134 episodes in, it's about time?
Football special. We're not going to talk about anything. Not going to talk about Kärcher pressure washers. We're not going to talk about builder's mugs.
We say that, but unbelievably,
we're not, John,
for the second week in a row, just to get this out of the way, there's someone working outside my house.
Unbelievable.
I don't know what's going on. It's a hive of activity.
It's a National League fan. That's what it is.
I don't know. Or maybe it's like, do you ever walk past a workman or something and think you're one of the... You know, remember Spooks?
Ah, yes.
They're all sort of posed as, you know...
Line of duty.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it a chiz?
I'm pretty... That was the first ever episode of Line of Duty. I've never been so confused.
Oh, John, it's all, the first one's always confusing.
What on earth?
You do need to go back a few series and catch up a bit so you know what's going on. But the first episode is always, this makes no sense.
I just had a headache by the end of it.
That's what it's for.
Yeah.
That's what it's for. So it might be a chiz. So a chiz, John. Chiz is a whole new thing that's never...
No one's ever,
they've never used that phrase ever before. But
the writer had learnt it and he was going to use it.
Well, I think he was telling the audience, John, what do they call that when they do that? He was telling the audience, this is something you need to know.
Oh, yeah, foreshadowing.
As it says, you need to know this word. This is going to be a big subject in this whole series. So we're going to say the word a lot. It's like when they use someone's name a lot.
Mm.
Earlier, when they introduce a character, oh, hello, John. Or you'll notice when they introduce a character, right, there'll always be at a front desk or something. Can I take your name, please, sir? Oh, it's Gary Johnson. Ah, thank you, Gary. Oh, hello, Gary. How are you? Gary's here. Hello, Gary. They'll use their name.
Yeah.
So you know their name for the rest of it. Setting it up, John. It's good, isn't it? Nice little bit of technical thing. Maybe the NatObs pod FOFs and listeners can... point that out now to their friends.
Oh, look, I think there's nothing better when you're watching a bit of TV with someone who sort of works in the media, just to sort of point out, you know how they film
it,
that, don't you?
Just in many ways, spoil it, John.
Or point someone that you've met. That always goes down well. He's a f***ing in real life.
I watched the film the other night. In real life, that's a good one.
Really annoying.
Yeah. Oh, I've met them.
Yeah.
Oh, now let me tell you when I worked with them. I watched the other night, I can't even remember what it was called, but it was about when they caught Eichmann in Buenos Aires.
The TV film.
Yeah, it's on Netflix, yeah. It's about one of the most horrific men in history. You can see why it wasn't a huge hit, but it's also a very interesting story.
Right.
And it's old Kingsley, being Kingsley.
Yes.
you know, because Ben Kingsley sort of loves a fake nose, doesn't he? You know? And like a, do a little voice, a little action.
Do you remember we said at the start we were going to talk about football? Good on to Adolf Eichmann.
Yeah. Is that his name? Adolf Eichmann?
Isn't it? I want to say
possibly.
It is.
His dad was called Adolf because they said that.
It is Adolf Eichmann. Yeah.
It is Adolf Eichmann. And then went to work, like so many of them did, because they were allowed to disappear within Germany, the Nazis. Do you know that? They were allowed to just filter in. I'll tell you, Gammy Neil will be loving this bit.
He does love a bit of World War II history, Gammy. This is Gammy's wheelhouse.
They were allowed to just filter in. And they just the Nazis and the SS into South America, the Vatican and the Catholic Church got them out, got the bigwigs out of Germany at the end of the war and into South America, Paraguay and Argentina.
Bariloche, that's where they all hid out in Argentina. And it's like a sort of, it's like a Bavarian ski resort.
Yeah. And they all went to work at like Mercedes and like car firms. And they were all just known for turning up exactly on time, doing their work, keeping themselves quiet and going home, keeping themselves to themselves. Anyway, I can't remember the name of the film, John. Can we find that out before we carry on?
Should we look that up?
Even as I was watching it, I was thinking, I don't know what this film's called. Operation Finale, John.
Okay.
Operation Finale, which sounds a bit camp, doesn't it? It sounds a bit like...
just a little bit.
You know...
A little bit jazz hands.
It sounds a bit like an Amdram group have done their panto and they've only got one day till they open and they haven't done the finale. And so the director's gone, come on everyone, Operation Finale. Rather than the successful capture of one of the most evil men in history.
It's also what Gary Johnson has codenamed the run into the end of the season.
Yes,
so
well
we
done,
go.
John. What a lovely link. And it's time for a football special on the National Obsession. What have we got coming up in the podcast, John?
Well, football.
Yeah,
football is coming up. That's what's coming up. Flipping
all the football.
Football.
Bloody love football, me.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, it's about time.
Football.
And we all love football.
Football, football, football. How are we going to go watch football? I don't know. How are we going to watch football? I don't care. All I know is we love football. Football!
Of course you're going to watch football by watching the stream, of course.
Watching the little stream there, John.
Just $9.99 on the old in-player.
Watch the football on the in-player. And the I'll tell you what they did last night, John, which I really enjoyed, was a little weather update. 10 degrees. 10 degrees Celsius, Dave.
Southeasterly wind, of course.
Perfect night for a match of football, which is what he called it the other day as well. A match of football. Perfect.
Yeah, and was he wrong?
10 degrees C. that's about 52 Fahrenheit. I mean, I'm addicted to him now.
I think he's my new favourite commentator.
Absolutely. And there's if we ever changed it now, I'd be absolutely gutted.
So would I. I mean, people were up in arms at the Boreham Wood game the other week when he wasn't doing it.
Oh, no.
People missed him.
Don't want any of that. We do miss. Okay, great stuff. He's worn us down, John. It was great last night when Jamie Ward missed for us. Congratulations, agent Jamie. Well done. Good job. When he missed an absolute sitter. I mean,
to Solly Hull, yeah.
Tapping to Solly Hull, yeah. It was Kiefer Moore levels of missing. Mm. It was really good. But he called the goal. And it's in. Goal there. It's in. That's in. Torquay relegated there because of that goal. What absolute disaster it was. No, that's side netting, Ray. Oh, well, I thought it had gone in. But visit his hotel, John. What's his hotel? If you're staying in the Bay.
It's a B&B, isn't it?
The Grosvenor. It's a B&B, is it? The Grosvenor?
Something like that.
The old Grosvenor Hotel.
I'm going to stay there next time.
Oh, lovely,
next
John.
Next time I'm down.
You won't be allowed. He'll have heard about this, John.
Pictures up behind the...
What's your name?
Behind the old reception there. A couple of pictures. A couple of miscreants.
Ray will be like, oh, hello, John. Cadogan, is it?
Yeah.
And then he'll be trying to work you out. He'll be in your room. You won't be allowed to leave.
Yeah, it'll be sort of turn into some sort
I don't
of murder
say in the mystery. I don't say in the ball goes out of play a lot, John. Actually. And I only say Babbicombe because that's the way it's gone. So actually, you should Just maybe be quiet about it, okay, John?
Make you one of my special coffees, actually. I'm just spitting it as I'm putting it all together, of course.
Of course. 10 degrees C today in the bay, John. You were considering going down to see one of beautiful lights down the front at Babbacombe there or Meadfoot Beach.
Didn't he run it with Dave?
Or the Princess Theatre. And and you've... There's your key. That's your key for your room.
I think we need to... Can we, next week, please imagine behind the scenes at Ray's B&B?
Oh, no, I don't think we need to. I think we should get Ray on.
Just going to go and get breakfast started, actually.
Dave?
If Ray and Dave run it together.
No guests, of course, today. We're into Ray now. We are fully on board with Ray. Right, football, John. It's very niche so far. Football, John.
Come on, football. Let's go back to Saturday in the National League.
Cool. The National League, John.
Game of the day.
We used to talk about the National League an awful lot.
We used to really love it.
Still right into it.
The game of the day from Saturday has got to be Aldershot 3, Boreham Wood 3.
Yes.
A goal fest at the recreation ground in Aldershot. That was also Boreham Wood's 5th draw in a row. The draw specialists of the National League.
5 draws.
5.
I mean, missed penalty now looks expensive, doesn't it?
It went 2-2, 0-0, 0-0, 2-2, 3-3. I mean, there you go.
Gosh.
Altrincham 0, Dagenham and Redbridge 1. Barnet 0, Chesterfield 2. One of the Chesterfield goal scorers was Adi Youssef.
Oh, yeah.
And the referee was Simon Mather. So I was trying to think of how to make it work with what's the Mather Youssef.
Wow.
But I
nice,
couldn't,
though.
I couldn't make it work. But should we just want to have it anyway?
Mather Youssef! No respect.
What do you think you do? Why you look so sad?
It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
How can we make that work?
Is it racist, John? Is that song racist now? Would it be cancelled?
Do you think it's Joe Dolce being cancelled?
Is Joe Dolce actually Italian? There we are. That's a good
question.
Is it like Gianluca Giancarlo, whatever his name was, he played for us?
Oh, she's Giancarlo Gallifiocco.
The most Italian name of all time.
I think
Joe Dolce is Greek or something.
Joe Dolce is an American-Australian singer, so I knew he'd be Australian.
It's a voice, John. He's Italianing up.
Dolce was born in 1947, the eldest of 3 children to Italian-American parents.
Yes.
So it's a bit like me sort of going around, top of the morning here.
He's a true one-hit wonder, John.
He's probably, yeah.
Because he's got no other hit at all. Not even like one that went to number 32 or something. What's he doing now, John? Do we know what Joe Dolce is doing now?
Subsequent artistic career.
Yes.
Follow-up single, didn't do anything.
What was
subsequent
it called,
singles included...
What's it called? I Hated the Greeks.
It was called Pizza Pizza, followed by You Touch My Car, I Break Your Face. I can't believe that.
You Touch My Car. Well, can we get hold of that, John? Have we got the music for that
at all? Do
you
want to hear that one as well?
Let's hear You Touch My Car, I Break Your Face.
I feel like we should do now.
Could start the campaign to bring that one back, John.
I'm just going to find it. It's not easy to find, You Touch My Car. I found
not even
it.
On YouTube?
No.
It's been erased.
Pizza Pizza.
Ooh, sounds quite good. Oh.
A bit of Joe Dolce now. We're on Hospital Radio. Where's he from? I can't
remember. Pizza Pizza. Hornchurch.
Hornchurch. Couldn't remember.
Good. I reckon this is Joe on harmonica.
You reckon?
It's probably good.
Wasn't going to be Stevie Wonder.
Here we go. Come on.
It?
Pizza Pizza. Pizza Pizza. Pizza Pizza. I'm a lover with the pizza. Oh, I like the lyrics so far.
Yeah?
How do we think of the...
And I just spelt pizza.
Oh, some of the time. I like it.
Some
I'm
of the time.
It.
Yeah.
Some of the time.
I'm with you now. I think Joe Dolce should be cancelled.
No, I think he likes the... Let's have the pizza. Yes, you see, John. He likes the pizza.
Going, yeah.
I reckon we're going to get another... Oh. All of the time, I'm into it, John.
No,
all
think,
of the time.
That's quite
what's,
enough.
No, what's what Italian food do we get next? Piazza. Oh.
Harmonica solo.
John, he's really good. I think you're doing him down with this. People would lose their minds to this on holiday. Wouldn't they? If Dolce turned up and he was playing in your holiday cap. Oh, like the meatball. Once in a while.
Oh, this is rubbish.
It's good, John.
This is absolute rubbish.
This is good, John. This is good. He loves the pizza, John. This is right. We could change the work system.
Why would you?
I love the Whitfield.
All of the time.
All of the time. I love the Whitfield.
Little some of the time.
Yeah. I like Jake Andrews. Some of the time.
Scott Borden holds up the ball. Some of the time. Okay, no, I like that. That's turned me around.
Oh, great. I'm into it, John. It's very good. Anyway, yeah. It's football special.
Dave. Of course, it's. Let's get to a couple more results. Bromley 1, Solihull Hole more than 0. Eastleigh 1, Halifax 0. This is still on Saturday. Eastleigh were on 4 defeats in a row going into that game. Halifax, 4 wins in a row going into that game. So there was only one result. Eastleigh 1, Halifax 0. You've been National League. That's the National League in a nutshell.
That is it. Halifax, of course, Saturday coming, have Sutton at home. So come on, Halifax, find some form, please.
Hartlepool 1, Woking 0. So thanks very much, Woking. Late goal for Hartlepool there. Notts County 2, Yeovil 0. Sutton 1, Stockport 1. So that was quite a good result. Really in the good. End, was a little late equaliser.
Last minute, wasn't it?
96th
yeah.
minute for Stockport there. Sutton getting a taste of their own medicine.
And it's Stockport Hartlepool Saturday, John.
It is,
I know we're not at Tuesday yet, but you know, I'm just trying to do football special, trying to throw ahead. Because I love a stock pot.
This is the new theme now for the National Obsession. When we do the live show, I'd like to think we'll come out on stage to that. Come on, everybody. Or maybe that's the close. Maybe that's the big finish.
Oh, definitely. That's the close.
I love the gritten. All of the time.
All of the time. I love Gary Johnson. All of the time.
It was Weymouth 4, Wealdstone 0. That was their biggest win of the season for Weymouth.
I love Guy Nabuyu. How many times?
And then Weymouth 4, Wealdstone 0. Brennan Camp scored for Weymouth. I don't know if he knows Billy Sass Davis from Yeovil.
Up front. Beautiful up front.
Torquay 1, Kings Lynn 0.
Get out, you linnets! Smash the linnets!
I didn't watch the game. Because I felt a bit like a Jonah of recent times.
Well,
did the Linnets keeper have a shocker?
Just once a match. I have long on this podcast been saying the keepers are not good in this division. The keepers are poor. You have to shoot at them, get it on target, make it hit their hands, and then it's just pinball, as was seen Saturday v Kings Lynn, and as was seen last night versus Solihull Moors. What the hell was going on at Solihull Moors? The keeper last night, Solihull Moors, dived, it hit his hands, hit the post, hit his ass, and went in. And this is the sort of level we're at. We've got to stop trying to bloody walk it in.
Yeah.
Hit the ball at the keeper.
Shoot at the keepers.
Anyway, we are. We started doing that again. So, yes. He didn't have a shocker, John, but it went through his hands, and Bowden was there to knock it home. Well done, him. Bowden looks, I would say he looks 55.
He does, doesn't he? He's got really old hair.
But do you know what I think about Bowden, John?
What?
I love a de Bowden. Summer time.
He's only 1 year older than me, Scott Bowden. I think I know he's wearing better.
Is he?
Yeah.
You're hoping he, John? Hoping he's wearing better. Oh, well, I think we should put that to a test.
Tuesday night, let's quickly just go into that as well on this football special. We can't emphasise that enough. Football special.
Football special.
Aldershot 0, Chesterfield 1. So Chesterfield's sort of playoff push still going. Alex Whittle scored the only goal for Chesterfield. I don't know if he could do whittling live after you let that one go.
That's nearly a year ago, John.
One of the great lost features of our times.
Great lost lockdown videos. Maybe I'll re-release the video.
We got a trailer, didn't we? It was really good.
Yeah, we got a trailer, yeah. I'm more interested in making trailers for things than actually doing the work. I think that says a lot about me.
It was Altrincham 3, Kings Lynn 0. Bromley 1, Sutton 3. Thanks very much, Bromley. Oh, yeah, I saw quite a few people calling that El Plastico,
yeah,
which is very nice.
Beautiful. Sam Drew, if I say, I saw calling it that. Very, very good. Oh, while we're on Sam Drew and co, the Talky Talk lads, I think they're all lads, they've got a very good thing, if people aren't following them on Twitter, which is an evening with the Paul Buckle legends.
But not Paul Buckle.
But not yet. I reckon it. They'll get
him. Is he the final one?
I reckon it. Well,
opinion
we'll
is still out on Paul Buckle.
No, they'll stick. You love Paul Buckle some of the time, right? No. It's my new favourite thing to say. And they got their set. It's for charity. Lots of different charities they're covering. And they've got Helen Chamberlain, Talkie's most famous fan and lovely, lovely person. And she's hosting it. And she is talking to Big Tim Sills.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Wayne Carlisle, Alex Rowe, who else is on it?
Kevin Nicholson, Lee Mansell, Martin Gritton,
not part of the Buckle area.
He came back on loan under Paul Buckle, and yes. I think Grits would tell you his legs are gone.
Yeah, but also, John, Gritton is Torquay United.
Yeah.
He's just all encompassing. So it's not like if you talk about, he's in the world of Talking. It's like saying Harry Potter, the cast of Harry Potter are turning up. And you go, they weren't in it, yes, but it feels like they were.
I know Warwick Davis wasn't in that one.
Yeah.
But come on.
Come on, exactly. Martin Gritton and Warwick Davis.
There we go.
That'd be good.
It's a big man, little man, isn't it?
Gritton flicking it on for Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis, like Joker Fur, just
back post. Lovely stuff. Yeah, so anyway, you can buy tickets for that. It's going to be online. I think it's on April the 2nd, I think, or April the something. I've not done a great job promoting it. But
no,
I'm
not
like
really.
This. I'm like this when I promote
my
own
nothing,
stuff.
Though, isn't it?
I don't know the date, don't know where it is, don't know who's on. But other than that, I've done a... And we love a talky talk somebody time.
No, so you go and buy tickets for that. And buy tickets for that.
Yes.
Bromley 1, Sutton 3. So, yeah, Sutton unbeaten in 11 now.
Going well, isn't it, John? Let's just talk about Sutton, John, because I think it's we have to talk about it. I think they're being non-linear. They're getting all their wins out of the way in the middle of the season, which, as we know, is
very funny when they go for the next 2 months without winning a game. But there, you know, that's it, isn't it? That's it. If you play it non-linear.
I've looked at their run-in, John. Halifax away Saturday, winnable.
Win,
isn't it? It's a winnable one, isn't it? It's a winnable one. It is April, right? Friday, the 2nd of April, Boreham Wood away. Win.
Win.
Solihull Moors away. Win.
Win.
Right. Dover off, obviously. And we're going to have 3 points taken off, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably going to happen, isn't it?
It's annoying, isn't it?
Thanks.
Then, Torquay at home, on the plastic. Not sure how we'll do. Happy to get away with a point. Who knows?
You feel especially if we're down 3 points, that's a must win.
Yeah, a must win. Who knows? Who knows? Might have loads of players back by then. Who knows? Altrincham away.
I don't know.
Don't know there. Eastleigh away. Who knows with Eastleigh?
Eastleigh's back on form again a little bit.
They're pretty good. Summer time. Tuesday, 27th of April. Barnet at home.
Give them the 3 points now.
Win. Aldershot at home.
I don't know. Yeah.
Then May, Notts County away. Weymouth at home, Woking at home, Maidenhead away, Hartlepool at home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just Barnet away in the last game of the
season. The problem
is,
like you said last week, if you're playing sort of Maidenhead and Weymouth in May, normally, they're fighting for relegation.
They're not
going to care. You think, they might just, they're battling for their lives, they might turn them over, but...
On the beach.
Yeah.
On the beach.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've got similar teams to come as well.
Oh, yeah, of course, but
just looking at that Boreham Wood draw, losing that game to Yeovil, you just look back at a few of those and you go, oh God, we've thrown it a bit here. But there's, who knows? Look, they can still get it wrong. They are a part-time team. You look at their squad, their first team especially, and they've got a very good first team full of National League experience. Beautyman and Olafau and all those, lots of Goodliff, all these players that we've had little tunes for over the years for other teams are suddenly at Sutton and you go, they've put together an experienced team here. So, look, who knows? I'm not saying they've won it, but it's looking very good for them.
And they have played three less games than Hartlepool in seconds.
It is 100% theirs to lose.
Yeah.
But Torquay United are 11 points clear of the playoff positions. Look, it'd be very difficult to mess it up from here. But if there's one team that can, John.
Absolutely.
A lovely talkie all of the time.
Let's just finish off Tuesday night. Dagenham 0, Hartlepool 1. So that's Hartlepool unbeaten in 10. Stockport 3, Eastleigh 0. So Eastleigh put to the sword. Wildstone 0, Woking 1. So Woking ended a 4-game winless run. Mm-hmm. And Yeovil 2, Notts County 2. So and they were 2-0 down as well, Notts County, until the very end. Pulled it back. But yeah, National League champions Notts County. A draw. Going back to Wildstone 0, Woking 1 very quickly. Wildstone had Craig Fashion Maid playing for them. They signed him on loan from Hungerford. So I didn't know if we could sort of mix into this a little bit, of course, if he's out on the wing.
I don't know this song at all. Oh, yes.
Fashion Maid, turn to the left.
Take it to the left.
Fashion Maid, yeah.
Nice. Here, where'd you get your Fashion Maid?
Yeah, there you go. Here. That's the National League.
I love it in National Obsession. All of the time.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a football special, John. Football.
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 Come on, football. Football, I mean.
And it's... Anyway. Have you ever seen football? Come on, football. Come on, football. And it's time for football letters from a listener. Football, John.
Football letters.
Football
from
letters.
Our football listeners.
Lovely. Come on, football. Any letters, John?
Yes, we have letters, which you can email to nationalobsession@gmail.com if you like the sound of these following letters.
That's the email. Is it John?
That's the old email address, thanks.
The old email. Got an email the other day. Not like getting a letter, is it, though, Dave?
No, not like the old days, Ray.
Nothing wrong with that. That's Dave. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Just when he whacks it into the flipping plane more. Anyway, so we've got some letters, have we, John? That's
come on,
nice.
Here we go. Let's begin with Mark Hepworth on the ice.
On the ice, Mark.
He says, good. On the ice, to you wonderful gentlemen, I'm writing this email with the worst hangover known to man. My three kids are playing hell this morning, but it's all worth it after celebrating our first home win in what seems an eternity. I think this was post King's Lynn.
Lovely. Come on, you Linnets.
Anyway, there's some bacon in the fridge that'll cure this hangover. Take care, guys. Up the goals, Mark Hepworth. Just a lovely little check-in from Mark.
Just a little check-in, that's nice. I think what that is called is your second letter in a holding pattern.
Air traffic control have just put him in the old holding pattern. Exactly.
And Mark's tweeted as well. He tweets us a lot now.
It's
always nice to hear from Mark. Mark tweeted us, John, about Jamie Ward, who was playing for Solihull Moors last night. And he was full of house tactics, wasn't he? And trying to be the big man on campus. I used to love a Jamie Ward Somerdy time.
Yeah.
Right? And went off him, other than when he absolutely missed an open goal last night. That was good. But he was doing plenty of pointing to the watch and 6 seconds and loads of that. I mean, it was like amateur, wasn't it? Six seconds, like a right grass. Loads of that. Anyway, he sent us a tweet. Can't stand the little... I'm not going to say what he once played in a charity game local to us with the likes of Kelvin Fletcher from Emmerdale. Met him, John. And a few others.
Don't know what he's like in real life.
My mum, proudly wearing a Gulls shirt, asked for a picture. And he said something along the lines of, what are you wearing that for? That's a shame, isn't it? And obviously doesn't like the Gulls, which is a shame.
Big shame.
There we are. I'm sorry for your mum's experience.
On the ice, dear Mark. Anyway, thanks for your email. Now,
on the ice, Mark. We have two letters from Mark. Just keep an eye on that.
Going to have to make the third one a good one, man. Let's just say that.
Are you saying, dear, a bit of a going the way of Steve Smith and Moira Kitson, are you?
No, I've learnt my lesson.
Chasing people off, John.
Anyway, Steve Thomas gets in touch now. We've heard from Steve.
Always a good letter from Steve.
This is
guaranteed.
Interesting. Are you familiar with the 90s band The Lemonheads?
I've heard of them. I could not name you one song.
No, neither could I. But don't let that deter you from Steve's email. Okay. He says, "Hey, Charlie and John."
Are they from Newton Abbott? And is it are all these songs about the river going through Newton Abbott?
Hi, Charlie and John. My name's Evan Dando. You might know me as a singer-songwriter of 90s US college rock band The Lemonheads.
Hello.
Our live work has dried up with COVID, so we're experimenting and changing our name to The Lemon Haze in tribute to the Torquay United midfield maestro.
Isn't that lovely?
Our first release is a reissue of our classic 90s song, It's a Shame About Ray. I've rewritten the lyrics to give them the play more vibe. Hope you like them.
Lovely, Steve.
Now, Steve or Evan has... he says, with help from FOF 13, Steve Thomas, has rewritten the entire words to It's a Shame About Ray. I would try and sing them along, but I have no idea
how are we going to do that,
supposed
John?
To go. I mean, no, I can play it.
Have you got
it.
The song?
Okay. I've never been too good with names. The commentary box was open. I could never stay away. I know it's probably
good.
Not my stomping place. It's either or I'm hoping for a simple win today.
Oh, lovely. That's very good. Let's hear it now.
Here we go.
Here it comes. 5, 6, 7, eight.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
Oh, it's a long intro, isn't it?
I'm already getting off the lemon haze.
Come on. Hey. Okay. Here we are.
There.
Okay, Dave.
Into good with names.
With names?
The commentary box was open. I could never stay away. I know it's probably not my stomping place.
Lovely stuff.
Yes, it works, doesn't it?
Very good, Steve.
Yeah, very nice, Steve. It goes on, several verses. It's a shame about Ray on the stream with Dave. His co-commentator still enraged. Defender's clearance need to go away. It's a shame about Ray. Well, look, Steve, all I can suggest is could you record this for
us?
Yes,
that's what we need.
Steve,
we need Steve to
because
record.
Because you know this song a lot better than we do. If you can put it together and send it over, we'll play it.
We'll play some of it. We'll put it on as a bonus track. What number FOF is Steve there?
Steve's FOF 13.
Aye, FOF 13, of course, Steve.
Really lovely work.
Writes lovely letters.
Yeah.
Big
really
Girls
put the time
fan.
In it.
I can imagine Steve's missing going away to see the girls, as much as we all are.
I think we bumped into... actually, no, you weren't there. I bumped into Steve at St Albans away in the last day of the National League South.
True fan.
Yeah.
Thrashed him, didn't we?
Yeah.
We were 1-0 up.
We
in
scored after 15
20
seconds.
Yeah, 15 seconds.
I missed the
it
goal.
Was Kalala, wasn't it?
I missed
Kalala.
The goal because I looked the other way for a second.
Are we allowed to say Calvin Kalala,
no.
John? Because
no, you're not legal.
Are we getting sued by Calvin
It's legal. Shame after he wrote that song for him and everything. Anyway, thank you, Steve.
There we are. Sometimes wears gloves.
Couple more letters to get through. Thank you very much,
Come
Steve. Gammy Nee has
on
been
the
in
ice
touch.
Stage. Ah, Gammy, what's he into? Carter pressure washers, the mugs, the Easter egg mugs,
he
the builders being in,
hi.
The Second World War.
Hi, Charlie and John. Sorry, I just can't call my son Cairo. No, that's fair enough.
Ah,
Cairo never really caught on.
Completely forgotten to call you Cairo this week.
He says, on the ice to you both, following the revelation on last week's episode about my wife's hospitality with various tradespeople,
mm-hmm.
I can confirm that our visitors are always well-fed and watered. Indeed, should you ever want to visit and maybe record an episode of the podcast here at Chateau Nee?
this is a good idea.
Chateau Nee. You would be guaranteed a warm welcome and even warmer bacon sandwiches.
Do you know what?
Gammy. And he also
passes
on his best wishes to your son for a speedy recovery from his knee injury.
Oh, it's only a small knee injury.
I know, I think Gammy's overestimated it.
Gammy Nee obviously is aware of how knee injuries can affect your life. It's a little bit of empathy there, John, is what it is.
Yeah, it's got a Gammy Nee.
Isn't it? There we are.
Oh, thanks, Gammy.
Gammy, we are 100% taking you up on your offer of studio space in your house as soon as allowed. There will be a live from Chateau Nee. We'll have Gamini's reminiscences of Torquay United and the Second World War. perhaps he could talk us through his hose setup. Loads of stuff.
If you did it in the garden, he could actually sort of water the garden whilst talking you through
that,
the hose.
Who doesn't want to hear that? We will 100% be doing
that. Tell about the time
future.
He locked himself in his own garden shed
for
several hours.
Don't save it, John. Save the magic. On the ice to you, Gamini.
Nice, Gammy. And one final letter comes from Chris Q. Chris Q's been back
Chris
in touch.
Q.
The Knox County fan. He says,
lovely
dear
stuff.
The National Obsession. It was with
Unbright.
I was doing the phone thing.
20 questions. £2,000.
It was with unbridled joy that you read out my letter on episode 132. As a long-time married man and father to two small children, I only vaguely understood the sex life references and joining the queue in that regard, but I was absolutely delighted to be part of the podcast all the same.
Ah, lovely.
Over the years, my surname has given way to much hilarity. My dad's best mate at school was Alan Cumbers, known collectively as Q Cumbers.
Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. I mean, if only they were a double act from the 70s. Q and Cumbers. Imagine if no one had ever put the two together. Cumbers and Q. No one had ever worked out that cucumbers was the pun. And they just
did it
forever.
Yeah.
Went around as Cumbers and Q until like the very end
did
of their
nobody
career.
Nobody get it, yeah.
When someone just went, why didn't you call yourself Cucumbers? Ah. Oh. Could have all been so different.
Chris goes on to say, in my youth football days, I was one half of a rather workmanlike centre-back duo with Johnny B, B and Q. I think Chris is having us on here.
I wonder. And maybe not. I reckon this is all true.
As an unborn child, I was also penciled in to have the name Nathan until my mum realised my name would then be pronounced Nathan Q.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Wonder if this is good, John. This is all good stuff. This, listen, if we'd written this, we'd be like, Jesus, we are on fire. I love Chris Q all of the time.
Chris Q says, anyway, if it's okay with you, I'm going to ask you to join the queue once again, and this time I'd like to make a public apology to Dover Athletic.
Oh.
On the opening day of the season, the Mighty Magpies were away at Dover, and I bought the Dover live stream pass. After 2 hours of not receiving a valid link and not being able to get it to work or watch the game, I did what any self-respecting person does these days, and I began to lampoon the club using memes on Twitter.
Yes.
At various intervals during the
famously
game.
Famously brings
I may
down
have compared,
the, big, good,
compared
big
the Dover media team to Comical Ali, Flat Earthers and Donald Trump, and I felt very guilty about it ever since. Oh. I would hereby like to apologise to Dover, as it's been a tough season all round, and I can't just swan about as a Notts County fan with our League 2 budget and expect everything to go our way. So with a third season looming in the National League, any ideas above our station have firmly disappeared, and I look forward to playing Dover next season on the ice. Chris. Now, Chris, once you've been in the National League long enough, you'll know that playing Dover is nothing to look forward to.
Nothing. Even if
absolutely
you win.
Absolutely nothing.
Absolutely awful.
In fact,
you're not
after this
be
season,
also...
if we have our 3 points taken over us, I will actively campaign for their destroyal.
Well, we will... rather than have the 3 points taken away, I would campaign that everybody gets an added 3 points.
Just everybody.
Just everybody gets 3 points. Then it's just feels a lot more positive. Chris Q,
Chris,
that was a great
excellent.
Letter. Thank you so much. On the ice too. I think that's two letters from Chris,
that's
isn't
two
it?
From Chris. That was a really good second one, though.
Lovely second one there from Chris. Well done. Keep them coming on the ice. Is that the last letter, John?
That's it. That's all we got.
If people want to send them in, where do they send them?
NationalObsession@gmail.com and at NatObsPod on the old Twitter.
Yes. And if you want to go on... leave us a 5-star review and some nice words on iTunes. That is really good. We've got lots of nice 5 stars on there at the moment. So thank you very much for that. That's it, is it, John?
That's it.
For the football special.
Back to talking
about rubbish next week. Enough football chat this week.
Normal service will resume.
Exactly. Enjoy your National League, wherever that may be, this weekend. And that is it. On the ice!
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.